Pink Floyd has released what's described as the band's final album. Their last studio release was 20 years ago. The new album is called The Endless River. Critic Tom Moon says it's not groundbreaking work, but it is a glimpse into the legendary band's songwriting process.
In typically grandiose fashion, Pink Floyd has created its own requiem. Inside these gussied-up fragments from the archives are all of the band's trademarks. There are majestic processionals moving at glacial pace, and otherworldly synthscapes, and of course, the gorgeous, perpetually questing lead guitar of David Gilmour. Just one thing missing, songs. You know, like with words and melodies. There's only one of those, and it's called Louder Than Words.
It's louder than words, this thing that we do. Louder than words, the way it unfolds. It's louder than words, the song of our hearts. The beat of our hearts is louder than words. Louder than words.
This new album was recorded mostly in 1993. During sessions for The Division Bell. The band recorded 20 hours of ambient interludes intended to connect the songs, and then left them on the cutting room floor. After keyboardist Rick Wright died in 2008, Gilmour and drummer Nick Mason revisited the material. In some cases, they added new parts to the atmospheric pieces. This vivid film score stuff might not be for those who are just discovering Pink Floyd and have yet to spend the wee hours with Dark Side of the Moon. But for the superfan, it offers a peek into the inner workings of the Pink Floyd architecture. The absence of narrative makes it possible to focus on the musical details, the ornate tones and plush textures, the peaks and valleys this band spun into enthrallingly epic journeys.
Tom Moon reviewed Pink Floyd's The Endless River.